To be within a specific discipline, a specific world, a specific reality. To know is extremely useful for getting things done within that particular discipline or world or reality. To be an effective doctor or a pastry chef or a financial analyst, there's much that is critical to know. But knowing by its nature is bounded by and in fact reinforcing of the reality within which it occurs. For 25 years, I've worked with executives in large organizations, grad students, tech entrepreneurs, religious leaders, and no doubt my toughest client, myself, on developing the capacity to explore what lies beyond knowing, beyond certainty. At a practical level, this work is required for things like innovation, but more importantly, I found that this inquiry is critical for maintaining one's humanity. Oh, and if you're generous enough to be listening to these conversations, I'd respectfully submit that at any point, if you feel you understand what I'm saying, you're not listening deeply enough. Hey, everyone. So we're not going to do a full podcast today for a couple of reasons. Instead, I want to take a few minutes to tell you about something. Back in October of last year, the Dalio Foundation released a study, the headline of which was that there are 119,000, let me say that number again, 119,000 disengaged students in Connecticut. I believe the age group that they looked at was 14 to 24. 119,000, I'll say for a third time. We do programs here, as you likely have heard. So this podcast is not a DAE podcast, right? DAE produces it. We produce other forms of media, with students, et cetera. And so DAE produces this for me. This is my personal podcast, just to disclaim that, to say that, all opinions expressed and all that. But at DAE, which we talk about a lot, certainly on here, and I have some of my faculty come on regularly. At DAE, we run programs for high school students, some middle school programs, junior high school programs, and then adult programs. But the primary focus is high school. So right in the sweet spot of that 14 to 24. And, they're year-long programs, or the 3-week programs, 6-week programs, and we get a very high level of engagement on them, but it's a drop in the bucket, right? I mean, last number I saw, we've had 580 students pass through here. It sounds like a lot. It's a drop in the bucket. And so one of the things that I've decided, that we've decided as a leadership team, is I don't know how the hell we're funding it, but we're launching something next week called Every Day. We like to get cute with the DAE name day, we have full day and partial day, and so this is Every Day. And if you follow our socials or you're on our mailing list, you'll get details about it. But the idea is we're going to open up our doors to every single New Haven student on a drop-in basis. In essence, if you have a New Haven public school ID card, that's sort of like a version of a library card to get into here after school, not to participate in the full year-long programs. We just, again, that we can't figure out how to do financially, but as a place to come and work and study and be engaged. Maybe casually play with some software engineering, casually play with some robots, maybe just play with some virtual reality headsets, or just a really kind of cool place to come and hang out and feel safe and where you feel, like you belong and all of that. So along with that, we're tying, again, I have no clue how we're funding that. That does require some staff time and some, other stuff. So we're also rolling out a sort of fundraising campaign on that. I've always sort of wondered, we've had people who wanted to do micro donations to us, and we've never had a vehicle to take that in and an ability to rationalize what would we'd be using that for. It's amazing that people want to contribute. And as with everything, I tend to be kind of slow, conservative, and thoughtful as much as possible on the financial side of business. And so, we have great funding partners for our big programs. And then, so we're thinking as we hatch this Every Day idea that maybe that's where folks can contribute, kind of who want to make micro donations. So that's all going to roll out next week. I am not asking you to donate. What I'm asking you to do is a couple of things. One, just sit with the fact that there are 119,000 fucking kids in this state that are disengaged, and how criminal it is that we have so much affluence and so much interesting things going on in the world and so much creative access points and tools and all that. And we've let 119,000 kids be disengaged. So that's one thing, just if nothing else, sit with that. And then wherever you're listening from, you know, listen, if it's 119,000 in Connecticut, I guarantee you, wherever you are, if you're out of state, you got a big number as well. And so the first thing is just sit with that number. Second is if you feel like, you know, like working on something locally, amen, go to it. Happy to share anything we got that might help you. And then the third is sort of, you know, specifically for us, you know, if you do follow us on socials, or if you would be willing to follow us on socials, it's dae.community. You can also sign up for the kind of monthly newsletter there as well. It's just to socialize that. Like I said, don't, I know most of the folks who listen on here are you know, two, maybe three rings out from my community historically. And so the ask is not of you to throw money at my nonprofit, but to socialize that message and help us get some reach on that. So that's what I wanted to tell you about. I wanted to tell you about that number. I wanted to tell you about what tiny little bit we're doing beyond the tiny little bit we've already been doing to try to create a space for at least, you know, those percentage of the 119,000 that are in our backyard. And then to make a request of you to, starting next week, like I said, you'll see a campaign. What a horrible word that is. A campaign rolling out in support of this on social media and the like. And if you'd be willing to share that among any and all of your communities, that would be just freaking amazing. The last thing I'm going to do is, because I know you listened in for all the kind of groovy philosophical shit, and so I want to read something for you and then maybe tie it into what I've just said. This is from what I want to say is my dear friend, Mary Oliver. Now, I never got to meet Mary Oliver. I don't think I was ever within like 20 miles of Mary Oliver, unless it was like accidentally and I didn't know it, right? And yet I consider her a dear friend. It's fascinating how when people make work that is so personal and intimate and vulnerable, that you can actually have a deep friendship and relationship with them without ever needing to meet, right? So this is this, and if you know Mary Oliver's work, this is a poem you likely know, but it's still cool to hear. So it's called When Death Comes. When death comes, like the hungry bear in autumn, when death comes and takes all the bright coins from his purse to buy me and snaps the purse shut. When death comes like the measles pox. When death comes like an iceberg between the shoulder blades, I want to step through the door full of curiosity, wondering, what is it going to be like? That cottage of darkness. And therefore I look upon everything as a brotherhood and a sisterhood, and I look upon time as no more than an idea. And I consider eternity as another possibility. And I think of each life as a flower, as common as a field daisy, and as singular, and each name a comfortable music in the mouth, tending, as all music does, toward silence, and each body a lion of courage and something precious to the earth. When it's over, I want to say, all my life I was a bride married to amazement. I was a bridegroom taking the world into my arms. When it's over, I don't want to wonder if I have made of my life something particular and real. I don't want to find myself sighing and frightened or full of argument. I don't want to end up simply having visited this world. In the hustle and grind culture we live in, you can listen to that and hear it as an invitation to go do something and make something and be something. And the person who wrote that spent her days tending a garden and walking in the forest and writing in her journal. That's it. Yeah. So in part, I want to read that to you because that's with everything I talk about. I just want to read it to myself. You know, I'm always just talking to myself. I want to read it to you because you need to hear it. And it connects to what I started this thing with every day and with DAE. We have enough credibility now and enough traction and enough people proactively knocking on our door that I can start being a bit more transparent about what we're actually up to, right? We are developing world-class technologists, right? We got stories of kids doing stuff after 9 months with us and competing at MIT and at Python Con with Lockheed Martin and really crazy stuff on the tech side. But that's not what we're doing. The thing is an incubator, a garden of a type to help young people, and particularly young people who are sort of in a narrow story, to find a place where they can start engaging with life in a way where they don't wind up just simply having visited the world, but actually have experienced it and experienced other people in it and have experienced the finding of their own voice in it and the expressing of their own voice in it. And that may well lead to, you know, launching a billion-dollar company, or it may lead to just, you know, walking in the woods and writing poetry. So that's it. That's our little mini podcast for today. DAE.community is the social. MyDAE.org is the website where you can sign up for a newsletter. The website's being redone. It's a little outdated in some of its content, though certainly still factually accurate. And spread the word if you're willing and able. And if not, at minimum, go buy some books of Mary Oliver's poetry and sit under a tree and read it this beautiful day. That's it. I'm going back to work. Thank you for listening to Absurd Wisdom. This is AM Bot. You know, conversation, real human conversation, never actually ends, but episodes of podcasts need to. So we're going to end here. You can connect with me on Instagram and TikTok at Absurd Wisdom. You can find DAE on Instagram at dae.community or online at mydae.org. Absurd Wisdom is produced and distributed by DAE Presents, the production arm of DAE, and we'll be back with more conversation beyond understanding next Thursday.